Rejoining our friend Chris Butler now, who we met at the top of the program. Chris Butler is an electronics technician for the U.S. Navy and the vice president of the IFPTE, the International Federation of Professional and Technical Engineers. Christopher, what were you planning to do today if you weren't going in to do an orderly shutdown? What was your basically on your to-do list?
On my to-do list was pretty much going in and do my normal job, which I'm involved in employee representation, not just for grievances, but for just the day-to-day business of the command. Today would have been a department head meeting, which I would have been a part of, and been able to weigh in on the direction the command is taking and the executive decisions of the command.
A lot of electronics there in the Navy, right?
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of technicians that have to be up to speed to keep that stuff in tip-top shape for the U.S. government.
Yes, our facility is actually like the fire department for the Navy. If the Navy cannot fix a problem on their ships while they are deployed, we dispatch one of our technicians and they go out and assist them in correcting the problem.
Okay, so you're like the fire department for the Navy. That sounds a lot more important to me than what Eric Cantor is going to be doing today on Capitol Hill. Am I nuts?
Yeah, that's probably a pretty good assessment, seeing how they really haven't been doing much of anything up there on the Hill. Congressional approval right now is hovering around 10% because they just aren't doing their jobs.
Eric Cantor is going to call a meeting. Harry Reid is not going to show up. Maybe he will show up. Who knows? But there'll be some news conferences. There'll be some photo ops. And at the end of the day, the government will either be operating, which, of course, it should have been always, or it won't be operating. That seems to me a paltry excuse for a paycheck compared to fire department for the Navy.
I would tend to agree with you. We don't just do the fire department for the Navy thing. Our command also is responsible for the government oversight for all work done in the private shipyards in the local area here in the southeastern Virginia. And of course, there's a government shipyard here, Norfolk Naval Shipyard, but about 50% of the work is contracted out to the private shipyards. And we administer the contract, we provide the oversight, make sure the Navy's getting what they're paying for.
Well, Chris, you know, you don't have to convince me. You're doing real work here. You're definitely doing real work here. What about the fact that this is all about the Affordable Care Act? What's your view on that?
Well, I have a sister who is in her 60s who has insurance today because of the Affordable Care Act. And I think it's a horrible thing for the House to hold the Affordable Care Act hostage when it is going to provide health care for millions and millions of Americans.
All right. What's your first bill that you're going to miss here, Chris?
It's hard to say. I have 33 years, so I do have some savings. I'm going to be dipping into savings, but when you're not bringing in the paycheck that you're used to getting, especially myself, I'm a single parent. I'm a widower, and I have two children in college. So life was tough already with two kids in college, let alone suffering a reduction in pay. So for me, it means I'll have to dip into some savings. But for a lot of people where I work at, they just are not as well established as I am. And they're the ones that are really impacted very severely.
Chris Butler, electronics technician for the U.S. Navy and vice president of the IFPTE, that's the International Federation of Professional and Technical Engineers, local number one. Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily workouts are designed to improve memory and attention, dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. It's all at lumosity.com.